836 off of the consent agenda, please.
Authorize intergovernmental agreement with Prosper Portland and Metro to provide Prosper Portland funding for the Arlene Snitzer Concert Hall Marquee Improvement Project, not to exceed $1.5 million.
Who pulled this?
I did.
Okay, very good. Sorry, go ahead.
Thank you, Mayor. I just pulled this because we've had this conversation before about why we're prioritizing the Arlene Snitzer Concert Hall for this repair. And just wanted to put on the record once again and the mindset of the fact that we have lots of public buildings that we own that need to be repaired. Taking this one out of the queue and prioritizing it just feels wrong. And so nothing against the renovation that needs to happen. I'm just concerned that we're doing it out of context with all the other things that we have to repair.
Okay, and that's fair enough. I just want to reconfirm that we are entering into the IGA because we're the building owner, but we're not actually expending any city funds on this particular project. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
And can you explain what funds are going towards?
Yeah, so I'm Carl Lyle, Office of Management and Finance, Spectator Venues Program Manager for the city, kind of provide oversight within our program of the Portland 5 Performing Arts Center buildings, which are owned by the city. They are operated by Portland 5 through Metro. I have Julie Bunker here from Portland 5 who can speak to the project, and I also have Amy Nagy from Prosper Portland who can talk about the funding and the sort of process that was went through to identify this project. I would like just to point out that on June 19th, this actually came and there was a presentation on the project full of the context around the amendment to the urban renewal plan that and it was approved unanimously by council at that time. So that was why it was placed on the consent agenda. We just felt like the policy direction had already been given. But maybe Amy, if you want to talk a little bit about the funding.
Sure. Good afternoon, Mayor and Commissioners. As Carl said, I'm Amy Nagy, project manager with Prosper Portland. The city budget office made us aware of some reserve bond funds that we had that needed to be used for a tax-exempt purpose. And so they were in the South Park Block's urban renewal area, also known as the tax increment financing district. And so when we were looking to identify projects, our executive director, Kimberly Branham, met with commissioners about different projects that are eligible. We looked at the capital improvement list as well amongst the bureau to see if there were any pushing kind of priorities. And so we also did reach out to the county. And so we identified a project with the county, which is the Central Library, which you all heard about again in June. And then when we connected with Commissioner Fritz, she suggested that we look at the Portland 5.
My apologies. There's like quite a few of these things that come in front of us. And I do remember being briefed on this one and thought it was a really good idea to invest those funds, especially when they only could be invested in public buildings. So my apologies.
I think it's worth highlighting, though, because it does look bad to the public when we're spending $1.5 million on something that seems relatively frivolous compared to some of the more urgent issues we're facing. But what they often don't know is that these funds are earmarked for very specific things. And for instance, we could not take this $1.5 million and spend it on affordable housing or homeless services. So it's just one of the weird things about there's lots of money in different pots and thank you.
Very good. Thanks for your hard work on this. I'm looking forward to seeing the results. This is a first reading of the non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading.
Thank you.